Okay. I mentioned to you tonight you are going to get 10 minutes with one of the smartest soccer men that I know that you don't know, because he's kind of a behind-the-scenes type of guy, but super smart. He is Paul Mendez, and he is a guy that runs these giant soccer events, you know, big clubs, national teams. Also a TV producer over the years, and he's been a TV producer when I've been calling Copa America. So Paul Mendez joins us now. Paul, how are you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing?
So it's about time I got you on the show. I called you the smartest soccer man that you, the listening public, don't know. How about that?
Very kind words, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, so let's first get into, these matches that you've run over the years as an event manager. You've seen it grow exponentially through your lens. Just kind of take me through that and maybe give us a Cliff Notes version of, you know, event management, how it's changed over the years, sponsorship dollars, all the elements that you have to deal with.
Well, because we have Gold Cup coming up, and you mentioned that, Glenn, that was one of the properties that I feel like I had a major contribution in assisting CONCACAF grow that from a tournament that was conjured up prior to the 94 World Cup. And then I started working those in 95. That was my first one. And it grew from where the games were basically held in Los Angeles or Southern California to now, as you can see, we're playing in almost all of the World Cup cities, including Toronto, for this version of the Gold Cup, and it's expanded. And, very proud of that. And I think that the event management side of that is interesting, and you've been around big events and small events, Glenn. In the event side, you put in the same amount of work if you're doing an event for 5,000 people as you are for 55,000 people. It's just a little bit more planning and a little bit more staffing, but it requires the same amount of work, and the bigger events are a lot more fun to work. I will tell you that.
He's Paul Mendez joining us, event manager, TV producer, you name it, he's done it. He's helped pro clubs throughout America. Okay, so if I take you back to Houston, and we have such a wonderful, tremendous Gold Cup history. We got Mexico here. I drove into the studio tonight. Mexican fans are around the hotel of the team here in the Galleria area. Houston as a soccer city to you. Talk about it.
Houston has evolved, especially with the building of NRG Stadium. It's taken it to another level because now people are able to enjoy games in the summertime. The evolution of the international games really started with the pre-Libertadores tournaments that we used to host here in the summer. And Houston was a 5-week Mexican tournament that the two finalists of that got to play in Copa Libertadores. And that really started things. We were playing those matches at Robertson Stadium. University of Houston was a great host in those days. But it was limited in the sense that, you know, the stadium size, as everybody knows, as well as, Houston in the summertime can be a little bit rough. But that's what really kicked it off. But what really solidified Houston was the Gold Cups playing at NRG, which spurred other international games. The Real Madrids and Barcelonas and those teams that have come through Houston now are a result of the vision that Mr. McNair had in not only bringing the NFL back, but creating a venue with the National Finals Rodeo as well as our soccer events. And that's why Houston will be included in the group hosting the World Cup in 2026.
He's Paul Mendez joining us, event manager. He's done it on the TV side as well, every aspect of the game when it comes to event management, all the big games. By the way, July 26th, we have Real Madrid and Manchester United here, LSSE.net. That's David Fletcher and company, Ticketmaster, to get tickets for that. Paul, I'm dying to ask you this, and I know it's a pretty obvious question. Lionel Messi, what type of an impact can he have after kind of these watershed moments with Pelé and David Beckham?
I think that what people are going to see and what people are going to enjoy is a player that comes to play every single time he steps on the field. If he's physically able, he's going to give you 100%. I just had the privilege of being in Argentina for their celebration game in March in Buenos Aires, and scored his 800th international goal in that game. Had two other shots hit the crossbar, and as you said, when I've been in the soccer business since 1982, and I think I'm the only survivor still that worked in the NASL that's still working in soccer. So that gives you an idea of my age. But I got to see him play. He's still playing at a very high level. And out of all the games I've worked, unlike Allen Iverson, practice is not something that I go and watch normally. But Messi is the only guy that I would watch him practice for Argentina when I've had the chance to host Argentina a handful of times over the past 30 years, and well worth it. If you get a chance to go and see him in person, go see him in person. It's well worth it.
There's a lot of people ponying up the money already and looking at schedules. We're talking to Paul Mendez. Hey, Paul, tell me one thing. He is coming. When Messi comes, what is something unknown in your mind that, you know, I think we're going to learn some things. He's going to affect things that we probably aren't thinking of right now. Is there something kind of under the radar outside of just the merchandising, the popularity, the selling of tickets in another area that he might affect that we aren't really thinking about?
Well, number one, the Miami jersey will be one of the top three or four jerseys sold in the world. So the money that'll be generated from that will be incredible. Obviously the MLS and Apple TV think that it's well worth the investment, and they're hoping that that will take MLS, not only in the increase their viewership in the U.S., but now take MLS, because that's a lengthy contract that Apple has. That will increase their international exposure in the MLS product that they've made a huge investment in. So I think those are things that you don't see as a fan. You see it on the business side. I think from the fan's point of view, I think that the biggest thing you're going to see is everybody's level of play should rise. When the really great players have played in the MLS, the games have gotten better, especially the games. Every game that Miami plays, every player that gets their chance to play on the same field as Lionel Messi is going to be excited to play in that game, and you can't blame them. So that excitement, the crowds will be big, and you know, when you have the energy of big crowds, like normally our Gold Cup crowds or big crowds, the Real Madrid game that's going to be played at NRG later, it's going to be a big crowd. The energy that's generated from those types of games is just fun to be around. And you know, we're at the point in the United States that that's not the exception. Exceptional games, the fans get it. You know, it's not like when I started in soccer in '82. The fans get it. I mean, yeah, it's 40 years later. The generations have definitely gotten behind the sport, without a doubt.
Paul Mendez has seen it all through his lens, continuing to contribute to the game. Paul, great stuff tonight. Thank you for calling in. You know, as always, indebted for my times that I was able to spend with you. And by the way, you may say you're old, but I don't know what kind of special creams your wife has you using. I don't see any wrinkles on that face, man.
Yeah, but there's not much hair up on top, so you can definitely call on that, Glenn. But hey. I do look forward to seeing all of my friends in Houston, because after the 2-year absence of anybody getting to see anybody and traveling, this is my first big chance to come back down to Houston and see everybody and enjoy the game this coming Sunday at NRG.
Houston's waiting for you. Thank you so much, Paul, for calling in tonight.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Good night.